We're turning to the Psalter tonight, the book of Psalms, at the chapter 20, the 20th Psalm. The book of Psalms is a book that throws light on every other book in the Bible. In fact, you could take the book of Psalms and say it is the textbook of all the other books of the Bible. And we should read it, we should study it, and we should compare Scripture to Scripture. Psalm 20, Psalm 21, Psalm 22, and Psalm 23 are four very important psalms. I want to take up just with you something in Psalm 20 today. Psalm 20, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all of thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. And God will bless his word to our hearts. Let's have a word of prayer. I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take, thank God, he undertakes for me. And the people of God said, Amen. As I have said, the book of Psalms is a book of texts casting light upon the whole of the Bible. I want you to notice this 20th Psalm, for it is a psalm that teaches us the strategy of prayer. Prayer is a battle. Prayer is a conflict. Prayer is a confrontation of the spiritual with the carnal and of heaven against hell. So it is a battleground. You know, when you read that great portion in Ephesians, it tells you that you have to take unto you the whole armor of God. And after the armor is finished and its description of sword, then the Lord brings us to the battlefield. Where is the battlefield? Prayer. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. and watching thereunto. And that's what prayer is. Prayer recognizes something. It recognizes that as long as we're in this world, we'll be in the day of trouble. There is no peace and can be no peace for us in this world. Thank God we can have peace in our heart and peace in our soul and peace in our mind. But the world is always in an opposition attitude to the child of God. But if you look at this psalm, you'll find it is centered around the name of God. It tells me in verse 1, the name of the God of Jacob, defend me. The name of our Lord is a defending name. We have to take to ourselves the defense of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then look with me at verse 5. And we read there that in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The name is not only the defending name, it's the displayed name. Oh, what a name to display in the presence of the vile forces of the devil. There's nothing like presenting the devil with the precious name of Jesus. It was Luther who said, I just mention the Savior's name, and that cuts the feet out of all the forces of hell. None can stand before the defending of the name. We have to see and practice the unfurling of the name, the lifting up of the name. In the name of our God, we will set up our banner. Then turn down with me to verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. The delivering name. The name of the Lord. So let us look tonight at the defending name, the displayed name, and the delivering name of our God. It is interesting that the name of God is defined in verse 1 as the name of the God of Jacob. That's a great title in the Scriptures. You should read your Bible, and every time you see mention of that name, you need to awaken and hide that name in your heart, because that is the defending name. Now, who was Jacob? Jacob was a man that stole the birthright. He was a man that stole the blessing. And then he had to hasten from his home, and with a staff in his hand and nothing else, he left his home to travel to his mother's household, fleeing from Esau, his brother. Poor, poor Jacob. And the sun went down. The sun always goes down upon those that break God's law and offend against God's truth. And it was a dark day for Jacob. You see, he slept in his home in comfort, because his father was one of the richest men on the earth, his father Isaac. He never lay on a stone bed before, but that night he lay on a stone bed. He never put his head on a stone pillow before, but that night he put his head on a stone pillow. But that night, the God of Jacob came to him. Jacob was a lost soul. He was a depraved soul. He was a homeless soul. He was a wretched soul. He was a miserable soul. And he had nothing. But in the morning, he had everything. Because the Lord told him what he was going to do. But how was he going to do it? He's going to do it because he got a sight of the Lord. Of course he was enchanted with the ladder and the angels going up and down upon the ladder. But at the top of the ladder, he saw Jesus. He saw Jehovah. He saw the man of God's right hand. And when he woke up, he was a changed man, changed by the grace of God. He had found out the defending name of the God of Jacob. And he was without defense. He was without hope. He was running away. He was alone. The only thing he had was a stick. That's all. But when he came back over that same brook later on in his career, he had everything. He was a rich man. He had more than tongue could tell. Jesus Christ is the name of our great defender. And you needn't worry about the future because he's the God of the future. And you needn't worry about the past because he has eliminated the past. And you needn't worry about your sins, for your sins and iniquities has he forgotten forever, never to mention them again. They're clean gone because of the name of God. The God of Jacob. And you remember how he had his ups and downs, and at times more downs than ups. But where does he end? He ends sitting on the side of the bed and giving some of the most wonderful pictures of Christ as he blessed his 12 sons and left to them the inheritance of the saints. Jesus, oh, how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, blessed Jesus, the defending name. But then come down with me to verse 5. And we find that he who is talking about hearing God, hearing him in the day of trouble, he's now rejoicing. What is he rejoicing? He's rejoicing in salvation. Our trouble is we do not rejoice. The first thing I say in the morning when I awaken is, thank you, O God, because you love me. Thank you, O Christ, because you shed your blood for me. Thank you, O Spirit of God, for you live in my heart. That's the way you should start the day. Start rejoicing in the salvation of God. You know, some people start the day and they whine and say, oh, look what I've got to do today. I'm nearly killed with all the work I've got to do. Oh, it's terrible. I wish it was like that fellow who could lie in his bed to midday. Well, if you lay in your bed to midday, you'd be useless. For better getting up and exercising your limbs and getting vision. And here we have we will rejoice in thy salvation. I have been reading to my spiritual benefit these past days the great life story of William Chalmers Burns. He was a young man, the son of a Church of Scotland clergyman, and he was studying for the Church of Scotland ministry and became well known to Robert Murray McShane. And McShane was appointed to go out on a deputation from the Church of Scotland to Jerusalem and examine the state of the preaching of the gospel in Palestine in those days. And he wanted someone to occupy the pulpit of St. Peter's Church in Dundee. And he went to see Burns and he said, William, I want you to come and preach. And William said, you are a great preacher. I am just a plain preacher. And he said, I don't care what you think about yourself. There's only one man going to occupy my pulpit in St. Peter's while I'm away, and it's you. And that young man went. And in one of the greatest revivals Scotland has ever seen locally in any church. William Chalmers was true to his name. He was a burning and a shining light. The man that said the thud of Christ's feet on the road to hell is breaking my heart. And yet, with all his brokenness, he was a man that always rejoiced. And he did a great work there. He then went back to his father's church in Kilsyth, had another great revival. Then he went to Canada and had a great revival in Canada. And then he went to the land of China, where he was called of God years before to go when he arrived. And he never came home for any holiday. He preached himself into the kingdom of heaven, bringing hundreds and hundreds of Chinamen into this place of peace with God through Jesus Christ. But it was said of Chalmers, he was always rejoicing. And the simple fact, once I was a sinner, once I met Jesus Christ, once he took away all my sins, and I'm happy all the day long. And it doesn't matter what happens outside me. Inside me, nothing can be altered. I'm a child of God. And that's the way we should live. Rejoicing in salvation. And here we have displaying the name. Let the blessing that's inside you come out. Let the people see that it's real. You know, some Christians are a very poor advertisement to Christianity. Man, their faces are long. Bob Jones used to say, his dad used to say, that they're so long they could take the buttermilk out of the churn without tipping it. And that would be a mighty long face. And there's some people like that. We should be rejoicing. A rejoicing people. Not can harm the Father's child. We will rejoice in thy salvation and in the name of our God. What God? The God of Jacob. The God that saves to the very uttermost all that come unto God by him. And then notice, he has the assurance of salvation. Now I know why that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. And then we come to the last text with the name of the Lord in it. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Here we have the fact that the Lord's name is not only a defending name and a displayed name, it's a delivering name. We can be delivered from all our deadness, our sleepiness, our weakness. We can be delivered. God is calling us to enjoy His delivering power. Some trust in chariots, but the chariot wheels come off. Some trust in horses, but even the horses in the battle are slain. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Why? They are brought down and fallen. What's brought down and fallen? The chariots and the horses. But we are arisen and we stand upright. Save the Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. That's a good text for a prayer meeting, isn't it? Let the King hear us when we call. We're praying to the King. Large petitions should we bring. May God bless His word to our hearts. And could I say just a little word to you about Psalm 21 and 22. Those two Psalms should be read together. The Psalm 21 is a Psalm of rejoicing. The King shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. Psalm 22 is a psalm of suffering and pain and anguish. There's a verse over in Hebrews that tells me about those two psalms. If you turn over with me to Hebrews at the chapter 13, you'll read there at the beginning of that chapter these very precious words concerning Christ, chapter 12 of Hebrews, and we read these words, who wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. That's what Psalm 21 is, the joy that was set before Christ. Psalm 22 is about the cross. Endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So Hebrews 2 and verse 2, 12 and verse 2, sum up those two psalms. One is about the joy that was set before Christ, and the other is about the shame of the cross. Psalm 22. You go through the both those psalms and they'll bring great peace and joy to your soul. May the Lord bless His word and may we plead His defending name in this prayer meeting. May we plead His displaying name in this prayer meeting. And may we plead His delivering name for His great name's sake. Amen.